which was the first and the only one. Mm-hmm. In that strategic session, we decided that we are going to focus as the portfolio committee on the entity of the department. Not for anything else, but because the budget, 80% of the budget of the department is one third. And the department always say, no, it's not 80% that goes to entities. They would like to explain it in whatever manner, but the fact of the matter is 80% is transferred to wherever. So they have their own way of explaining this thing, running away from the fact that 80% of their budget is transferred. So we took this resolution as the portfolio committee that is going to follow the 80% of taxpayers' money that is transferred. And we've done this during this term with all the vigor. And I remember very well when we started and we visited the offices of PEMFAL, because that's the first institution that we visited. As if it was yesterday. We started at 8 o'clock and we left after hours listening to each and every question at PEMFAL. And we told the department, we made some findings and made recommendations. And it's so sad that those findings, those recommendations that we made were not carried out. As a result, I think it's one of the reasons why we still have a problem in Tanzania. But we are hoping that, knowing that, and hoping is the only thing that we can do now, because as we always say, that hope is not a strategy. But at this point, we can only hope that the committee that is going to take over in the sixth term will follow up on the matters that we have raised as the portfolio committee. Because some of them, we've talked about them for 5 years, and they are still there. These things are not being resolved. Are not being resolved. With PACOP, for instance, we told the department, after coming back from PACOP, that we have pencils in making. At PACOP, we have PEMFAL in making the situation that we came across at PEMFAL is going to be the same situation at PACOP if they don't follow up on our recommendations. As we said, this is what is happening presently. So I want to thank you, honorable members, for working, for the commitment and dedication and walking an extra mile to ensure that the issues that we found in the entity were addressed. And also the manner in which the department is working is something that we've discussed from 2014, and we advised, and this is what we said from the onset, that yes, ours is an oversight function. But we are here also to advise the department, because this thing can never be about us as the portfolio committee members. It can never be about the department, but it's mainly about the people that we are serving. This is what we said to the department. And this is what you honorable members have done, to advise, to ensure that things are done correctly in the department. I want to thank you for that. We are going to consider the minutes, and we are going to consider the legacy report, and also, as I said, it's the finish line. We are going to say our goodbye at the end of the meeting. which is really so sad, because we are like family. It's going to be, life is going to be so strange without you. It's really going to be so strange. And also to the management of this committee for, you know, working so hard, and sometimes we pushed you and pushed you hard to ensure that we get the results that we wanted. And when we go out, we make sure that we get all the information in good time. You have to fight with the department, because we were fighting with you because we didn't have the information. So we want to thank you very much. And keep up the good work. Don't get tired of doing good, because this is what life is about. It's about doing good, doing the right thing all the time. So you've been doing that, and keep on doing that, even with the next portfolio committee that's going to come in after we have gone. So as the portfolio, on behalf of the portfolio committee, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for this good work, for your dedication, for your commitment. So we have the agenda in front of us, honorable members. Are there any appointments?
Good morning, Ms. Lord. Are there any appointments?
Thank you. And then we will go to the first item on the agenda, looking at the legal report. And members, you have the legal report in front of you. And if we can have someone presenting it, maybe Mr. Gomlet or that. Okay, you can present it to us. That's briefly, not line by line. They will say this part is about this and this.
So the report chair touches on the objectives of the committee from 2014 to 2019, and specifically what the committee focused on. The committee remembers when the committee started, as chair said, there were issues that the committee indicated they would focus on the parliament, like the conditional grants, community art centres, the disaster causing economy, the entity, functionality of the entity, the access to school programs, and also the monitoring of the department, it's also its financial management. Also, Chair, it also touches on the challenges that the committee has faced with its work through the 5 years. And also, it gives also recommendations on those problems that the committee has faced. For instance, the issues of the fact that the access to school programs, there was a problem with also with laboratory, also the fact that there's also challenges with the fact that the committee doesn't have a content advisor to assist it, because we had to request Mr. Comet to assist us in this working with the NCOP. And then which also looks at the entities that the committee monitored over the 5 years. It gives the names and also the roles of those entities there. And then, Chair, it also touched on the function and actually the mandate of the committee to process and task and monitor the implementation of legislation to ensure public participation and also popular government and governmental relations. We also look at the work methods of the committee, having meetings, oversight, and as such. Also, Chair, look at the statistics, how many meetings the committee held, the legislation. The committee didn't pass any legislation or deal with any legislation in the 5 years. The oversight steps undertaken, and all the reports of those oversight trips have been adopted and ACC, and also the fact that the committee hasn't undertaken any study tours or processed international agreements. It has also made statutory appointments, the NCLIS and also the PENTOC. There were no petitions or interventions by the committee. And then Chair, oversight trips have been listed there. There have been 11 oversight trips. For the committee that will be coming here, Chair, we've indicated that we will attach the report, should it be adopted, with all the oversight trips reports, all the BRRR reports, because those also carry recommendations for the next committee to look at and also follow up on. So those will be attached, Chair. And also the responses, the DAC has forwarded the responses last year to the oversight, also the workshop, Chair, when the committee at the workshop. So they've sent you those responses that were attached to your email. The report just is here. We couldn't put in the actual report in the legacy report. So you just have recommendations here, but the responses will be attached, and also the report, actual report, so that the new committee can understand exactly what transpired during those oversight visits. And also, Chair, I'll move further. And then it gives a breakdown of the sanctions or whatever the committee has undertaken, so we've got none there. But those are the challenges that we've highlighted for the next committee to look at, the fact that the committee hasn't been given an opportunity to undertake a study tour to learn best practices at the other committees. And then, Chair, there's a summary of outstanding issues on page 44. That's for 2014. So these are the issues that are outstanding as far as the committee is concerned. And then it's indicated there on the side who's responsible. So for the first point, it's the Department of National Arts Council. So they have to look at the issue of the implementation of the forensic investigation of the Nalena project. Those are the issues that they raised by the committee and the CEO's excess bonus payment. So the committee will have to follow up on that as to what transpired after the DC. The excess payment of the bonuses for the CFO and the art development manager, and also the irregular appointment of the CFO. So it indicates the Chair, as you go down, all the other issues with regards to the National Library, PACOPS, National Film and Video Foundation, the Market Theatre, the South African Heritage and Resources Agency, PANSALT, Robert Ivan, the South African Rotary Association. We still need to put in those two with the Art Culture and the National Heritage Monument. Well, some of these are they're not entities, but issues that are outstanding, like the Capital Works and Implementing Agency, and so we have to go through that change, flag which issues still need to be dealt with. And then there's also the recommendations then, Chair, that need to be attended to by Parliament, the employment of the college advisor, and then also by the committee that the department should strengthen its monitoring of entities. The department should find a better way to communicate and respond to stakeholders and respond to the issues that can be raised by the committee and the response questions and submitted the information on time. Then the last month attended the system will be tested on the enemies to the company. So those reports and documents will be attached so that the new committee can get exactly what the committee was focusing on during the 5 years.
Thank you, Chairperson. No, Chair, describe as the report as it is, but that to say that in terms of our committee should we do mainly education, we do oversight, also we do national tours, but we haven't done that as part of national tours, which was flagged here, and the reason given why we didn't go, we're supposed to go to Brazil, if you remember, didn't go out of the area, but of the at that time. But the report is covered, if you cover that, it's not even in the report. In the file, I'm concerned, there are no issues that I need to add on that, but it's in the report. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, is there anything that you would like to add or subtract in the legacy report? Honourable Postman?
Thank you, Chair. There are just two or three things. The first one that comes to mind is the Windy Brow Theatre. It's not mentioned here. I also know that what happened, the funds of Windy Brow was transferred to the Market Theatre Foundation. And at the time, the Market Theatre Foundation was the entity that had a good report that led the way. And now I don't know how far these allegations went. I know we did get a forensic report on the Windy Brow, that it is misuse of funds. But furthermore, there was no indication of any action being taken against those who were found guilty of mispropriety in terms of the funds that were allocated to the Windy Brow Theatre. And that was, I think that was a concern. Unfortunately, I do not know where the people of the Market Theatre Foundation, where they, whether these allegations were tested, but I see it's an outstanding issue, still being looked at. There's one or two others, but I will get to that.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Who shall be voting on the issue that members are raising? Honourable Mako?
Thank you, Chair. Welcome the report, right? Very details concerning each and every activity and event that we undertook at the portfolio point. Mine is in relation to Penval, which is indicated that the portfolio committee completed the process of the appointment of the board of Penval. But I think there's an issue of the date, I think, could be setting there. On page 42, we're talking about November 2018,
I think that's it. Thank you very much. Another member says there are issues that I think are not mentioned here. The issue that we came across when we first came into the portfolio committee of people who had transgressed during that term, during the fourth term, in respect to annual gains. And we've been asking questions about what is happening to these people. And we were told that they were handed over, their cases were handed over to the law enforcement agents. And we've never heard anything about that. Now it's 5 years. 5 years, you know, has gone past, and we were being told the same thing all over and over, over and over again. And I think this is a matter that should not be left outside this report. That there are those transgressors, what happened to them? And also, the report on annual gain, did you receive something tangible on annual gain? like what is actually happening now? Because we remember we had our recommendation that the department should find a way of handing this thing over to the to the district, to the province, to whoever. So I think the people who are going to come in to look into that matter, to follow up that matter, and see if this has happened as well. And the issue of the this matter that has been referred to the chairperson, I think if you can actually put them down and say there was this thing that was referred, looking at the correspondence, because I think the people that have written to me about one thing or the other, the response that we're giving them lately is that as the committee that is now winding up our way, what we can do is to ensure that their issues are prioritized by the next committee. So I think it's important to spell this thing out, to say there was a letter about languages, there's a gentleman who is concerned about the language issue and how PENSAS is operating and all that stuff. I think it should be spelled out that there are these issues that need to be followed up, looking at the correspondence that we have been receiving, so that people can find comfort in knowing that as this committee, we took their letters seriously and we have spelled them out to the incoming committee. I think those are the issues that I need to make. And also, when it comes to the South African Road Use Association, this has been a long, winded discussion with the department and with the road. So the incoming committee should ensure that this matter, they continue to do oversight on this matter, so that you remember it was at the beginning it was 5 million, it was 10 million, it was 20 million, it was 25 million. So I think it would be good for that the incoming committee to look into this, what the implementation of the decision of the department is done. They should implement, because they said it's done now after the public protector is done. They are giving 25, is it 25 million or whatever? I can't remember. I think it's 25. The other amount would be going to the administration, to the people here that are going to assist with the administration of the fund. So the portfolio committee in the next term, in the sixth parliament, should ensure that this is implemented. Mm-hmm. I think it's important for them to listen to that. Are there any other issues? Mm-hmm. And one other thing, I don't know whether like the issue of this non-responsive department, I think we need to amplify that the department is a non-responsive department, and they must really find a way of responding not only to the portfolio committee but to their stakeholders. They don't respond to their stakeholders, and their stakeholders come to the portfolio committee look for answers as if we are employed by the department, and we are not. Ours is an oversight function. But because we can't say that to stakeholders, we have to follow up on the department, because it does not respond and tell people what is actually happening. So I think it should be amplified that Makeba Kukuke in the next term, Makeba respond in this department.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I think that also speaks to the question that They have not yet, as yet, we started in 24th and asked them for a calendar of their year's activities or events. It still has not happened. You know, it helps the portfolio committee. I mean, I think you've outlined it to them more than once to have a calendar of events, yearly events, so that the portfolio committee knows. But the other thing also, I know we will not brief, it's the minister's prerogative to hire and fire and suspend and so on, but as a portfolio committee, we were never briefed about Dr. Monare, and we do not know what the situation currently is. It's reinstated, but now the seemingly junior officials are giving him the lip as if they are above the minister. And I think that is something that you as the chair, it should feature as a separate paragraph within or towards the end of the report, the how do we address issues of protocol, how do the officials in the ministry, in the department, address the issues with the CEOs of entities.
Thank you, Honorable Fosom. That's very important. And if you remember, this issue was raised in one of the I raised the issue in one of the meetings that what's the communication strategy here? How does the department communicate with entities? And we were told by Ukile Bukhile that what she does is to communicate with the CEOs, and that's it. And you were saying, but the accounting authority is the council or the board. So if you communicate something to the CEO and the chairperson of the board doesn't know what you have communicated, then what is that going to, how does that look and how is it going to impact on the entity when the CEO knows something and the chairperson doesn't know anything about it? So this is the issue that we have raised of the communication within the department and with entities or stakeholders. But I think what Honorable Fosom is raising is specifically with PEMSA, what should happen there? And I think it's a problem, and they need to sit down and address it. So I think Honorable Fosom will have a paragraph on that to ensure that there is no miscommunication and misunderstanding. Because it can actually destroy the entity. It can actually destroy the work that is supposed to be done by both the department and the entity. Are there any other, if there are no other issues, I would ask that the report be adopted with the amendment, and if there's anything that members would like to point out, they will before the end of the meeting. But I'm asking for the adoption of the amendment. Honorable Makombo?
Yes, I do share with amendment.
Proposal by Honorable Makombo to adopt the report with amendment. Honorable Suleti? Honorable Celeste is seconding. Thank you very much, Honorable Member. We will then proceed to the minutes.
He's going to look
at the minutes of the
I have mine here out. Then see that the age is catching up. But of what December here is
Let us go on page 1 on the minutes of the 4th of December 2018. Page 1 in the opening and welcome. The chairperson indicated that it was important to scrutinize the entities in order to ensure that they achieve their goals, and by that increasing the I think something has to be, we need to finalize that sentence is not complete. We're on page two, a lot of the numbers. I've dealt with the opening and welcome. Is there anything else? On page 1, get that.
What did you say was the sentence B at the first paragraph? Increasing the effectiveness of oversight, if I may. The first paragraph opening and welcome.
You don't know where it comes from. Yeah. A person who was not part of the meeting will never know where at this point comes from. So I've asked you to look at that.
Do you refer to the old paragraph, because I read that the department currently owes the department $45 million. So now who owes who?
Which department owes which department? That was the question that I was having. I'd have asked her to have to relook at the whole thing. For instance, you go to one paragraph, it starts with the DAC indicated that they did road shows but now have requested services. Public pay, where does this emanate from? That point, So I think it's important for us to, even when we are gone, people are able to understand what we have written. So Utabu has agreed to relook at that and just look at the way that can ensure that people understand what we are saying, even when we are not there, because we will not be there for people to ask. But I think let's put this aside so that at the end we come back to this after let's then go to the minutes of the 19th of February, the meeting that we had at the Sun Square Garden, and we are on page 1. Don't forget the initials. We are on page one.
No, it's just my name.
On page two, okay, page two.
No, page one.
Okay.
Members present, I think I was there.
Just correct my name.
Chan, I know I'm a little bit late with this one, but when I read this third paragraph on page two, I'm just reminded that we are amiss in respect of mentioning this in the legacy report. The fact that they appoint council members to act as CEOs. I don't know if it features in the report, but this was one of our concerns. It is stated here, but I think it's an important issue that we have to put in our report.
And I think also in the legacy report, the issue of the department looking at the legislation that governs the entity, because you find them having their hands tied, entities are running amok, and the department is saying it's hands are tied because the act is giving power to the council to do whatever they want to do. So I think they need to look into the legislation. The department, if need be, they have to look at the legislation that governs, because they can't go on like this with entities doing as they like while they are getting money from the department. It can't happen. It can't carry on happening like it is. They need to look at the legislation that governs them. So I think it's important for us to put that as well. So can we are on page two on the menu. We are on page three. We are on page three. On page three, on the discussion of this issue, if you remember, honorable members, of the National Library of South Africa, I had asked, if you remember, in the meeting, I had asked the DPG on corporate services. I had asked her a question of, did she look at the fairness and justness of the process? Did she look at the fact that the process was fair and just, looking at the chronology of events that was sent by Mr. Machunza to the committee? I don't remember hearing I've been asking this question all the time when this issue is raised, because of the correspondence that we received from Mr. Machunza, punching holes on the process. I asked, even from the meeting that was before, I asked this lady, have you actually taken the letter that we spent, that was sent to us and we forwarded to you, and look at the process. And you can say at the end of the day that the process is fair and just. So I think these are the things that, this is something that I said, even in that, I've always raised, maybe again, it was in another meeting, I'm not sure. But I think this matter is important for us to be seen to be able to have raised it at the portfolio committee, so that whatever happens along the way, we are seen to have exercised our mandate of oversight over the department and its entities. Is there anything on page 3? On page 6, we look at the spelling, topographical error, and corrected that E to R. Is there anything else?
On that sentence.
On the menu?
It's only that sentence that needs to be reworked.
Hmm?
The sentence needs to be reworked.
Which one?
STM manager Tampo was always supposed to be busy. When there is a problem, then it must not be a problem. But if when there are problems, so you either replace it with a.
I put the minute.
I propose the next.
Honorable Makondo proposes and Honorable Rabutapi proposes. Thank you, Honorable Member. Can we go to the minutes of the 21st of February? That was held at G26. It's a very straightforward meeting, and the minutes are straightforward.
Except the corrections of my funny.
Okay. Corrections of the spelling. I put the minutes. Honorable Makondo moved and Honorable November is seconded. Thank you, Honorable Member. We then go to the minutes of the 25th. Are we done with the minutes of the 25th? Meeting of the 26th. On page 1, the spelling and the initials and that of you on page 1. And on page 2, I think that's the second paragraph. It has to be when that's indicating the funds being approved. You have to rewrite it. And then being told to cancel the event, they lost the funds. You need to rework that. That's paragraph has to be reworked. Yes, maybe as we said earlier, for instance, your communication, but someone will not know where this on the issue of cancer, yes, where does this come from? So that whoever reads the minutes is in a position to understand what we're talking about. And then also, I don't know if me, because the department has the committee for the information and indicated that the matter will be brought to the attention of the principal. Yeah? Anyway, so that's the question. We want to say principal. That was on page 2. On page 3, the issue of the white paper. I put the minutes. Honorable Abakutaki moved and Honorable Makondo seconded. Thank you, Honorable Minister. Then can we
meeting of the 5th of March. Page 1, the same issue of initials and spelling. Page 2, page 3, can I bring in the issues of infrastructure as a member? I think we need to. I think in the legacy report we also need to address the issues of the infrastructure. The manner in which that infrastructure unit is not doing its work and this infrastructure project that like your Winnie Mandela, your Sarah Batman, I think we need to spell out the project matter. Are consuming a lot of money, but they are not implemented, like your Winnie Mandela project. That portfolio committee needs to follow up on this matter. We followed up on this matter, but the department does explain, and also the issue of the Raymond Mugabe project. I think it should be one of the matters that we leave a top priority for the incoming portfolio committee. Are there any other corrections? We are on page 4, Honorable Member. I put 10 minutes. Honorable Makondo moves and Honorable November seconds. Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Can we then, have you found time to look at that one? Yes. While this job is looking at those minutes, to ensure that we are saying the same thing, one and the same thing. I'd like to pass this over to the members of the portfolio committee. It's a token of appreciation from me to you. As I said earlier, I so wanted to frame this, but I'm poor. I could not frame it. Because I'm poverty this weekend. I couldn't.
Oh, good boy.
I couldn't. So,
it shows you Makonde as a naughty one there on top of the whole thing. But it, this is just to remind you of the 5 years that we've been together. This was our to the I don't think it's there, to the African Hotel Museum. That was
a darling.
I tried to look.
I still remember.
I'm still looking for your picture, ma'am. Honorable Khotbom, I got yours from your profile.
Yeah.
I stole it from the profile picture. And but I got the others from here. From this picture.
Oh,
but yours is funny, ma'am.
Even mine is not from here.
Let me see.
This one.
especially with the young South Golden Economy, they are going to be closer to the communities, because to their stakeholders, because this is what departments are for. They are there to serve their stakeholders. So we are hoping and pinning on that hope that in the next, we don't wish the sixth parliament a portfolio committee what we have endured and what we have gone through with the department. We wish that they get things easier. There is a dent that we have made to ensure that the department becomes responsive, that the department becomes responsible, that the department executes its mandate to the best of their ability. I'd like to thank you very much, Honorable Members. The meeting is at Honorable Nothing.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just before that you adjourn us, may I ask Honorable Makonda to make a vote of thanks for us all to the Chairperson. Thank you.
And thank you to you also.
I was ambushed. By Honorable Member. No, thank you, Chair. We thank you for failing work that you have done as the chair of this portfolio committee. Your commitment and the commitment of almost everyone, members of this portfolio committee, we operated as a team, no political lines. When we come to the portfolio committee, it was the work of the portfolio committee, not the work of a particular political party. And we want also to thank the team that has assisted us throughout. We were difficult, that I know. We call, we want information, and they will always be there to assist. Javu knows I will call even on weekends. But they were always there to assist, and the chair, we want to thank them once again. We hope that they are going to do that, not to us, but to everyone that they are going to work with. Because theirs is a responsibility that they need to fulfill. So thanks very much, even if I was ambushed.
Thanks. Thank you. Just to read my wish for you, Honorable Members. You are so, for all the work that you've done in the past years, you are so deserving of every good thing and every brighter day that could ever be wished. I hope all the things you long for will find their way into your life. May the days be good to you, comforting more often than crazy, and giving more often than taking. May the passing seasons make sure that you, that any heartaches are replaced with a million smiles, and that any hard journeys eventually turn into nice, easy miles that take you everywhere you want to go. May your dreams do their absolute best to come true. Honorable Members, this meeting is adjourned.
So we don't meet next.
No.
So what I was thinking is that maybe on Tuesday, over I could arrange something at that place that we usually have, so that yes, during the committee time, so that we have We do evil, Shabe. If we can have that, I mean, that would be the passing meeting.
Good move, Walter. That's why you
think.
Yeah. You always seem to me, so I do all these wrong things.
No, it's not wrong, it's very good.
And you know, I forgot there's something else that I'm going to give you there, but I forgot it. Let me not tell you now what it is. You will see it there. If you're not there on
Tuesday,
I get opposed to you.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the hospital.